go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is a distinct pleasure to have with us by phone two of the men that I have come to admire most for their tenacious defense of freedom, in particular, but not exclusively, with respect to the Jewish state, Israel, and also its importance to us in America as a strategic ally and bulwark against enemies of both of our countries who wish to destroy the little Satan and the great Satan, as we've been called by some. They are Bill Langfan, an extraordinary man, born in 1922, and who has seen a tremendous amount of history and lived a fair amount of it himself, including notably in his opposition as a young man to Hitlerism and its rise and the threat that it clearly represented to the free world, and then to his service in our country's army, liberating Europe from the predations of Hitler and his Reich, including personally participating in the liberation of one of its most odious facilities, the Buchenwald death camp. He went on to become a very successful real estate magnate in New York City, a very, very profound and committed Zionist, and a leader in this country, I think, of what we are currently finding is the support for the Jewish state here on the 50th anniversary of the day in which it decisively defeated its enemies in the course of what came to be known as the Six-Day War. We also, I'm pleased to say, have his son with him, who has picked up the mantle of his real estate business, but who has also become an extraordinarily influential contributor to the public policy debate about what is at stake for us, as well as for other freedom-loving people in the state of Israel and its security. Mark Langfan is his name. He has become better known to some as the Map Man because of a brilliant insight he had many years ago that one could best understand what's going on at the moment in Israel and what might befall it, depending on what is done to the land of Israel, to specifically some of the land acquired in the course of the Six-Day War. So with all of that, and forgive me for this lengthy introduction, but I just can't say enough about Bill and Mark Langfan and how delighted I am to have us here to help us celebrate, and I really think of it as a celebration, this extraordinary 50th anniversary of Israel's victory in the Six-Day War. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
Thank you, Frank.
Bill, I'd like to start with you as this, specimen who has lived so much of this history. Talk a little bit about the years that led up to the establishment of the State of Israel and your involvement in some of their most important moments.
It really all began with me in 1938 when the powers were debating what to do with Hitler, and when Munich was created, which I debated against at age 16. I knew that making a deal with someone like Hitler was a deal with the devil and a deal that would lead to a tremendous amount of misery, which it did.
You wound up being involved, among other things, in the Battle of the Bulge after landing in Normandy and fighting your way across much of Northern Europe. Tell us a little bit about your experience in the liberation of the Buchenwald death camp.
Well, I have been hearing very, very sad stories about what allegedly was happening to the Jews in Europe in areas controlled by Hitler. And when I came upon what was going on and had been going on in Buchenwald, it just slaughtered me. I was able to talk with many of the people at Buchenwald because I had a fairly decent ability to talk Yiddish and to understand it. And I really heard the terrible, terrible things that went on there. And it really shattered my mind. And I made up my mind that I was going to do whatever possible personally to prevent something of this nature happening again.
And this, of course, was on the minds of many who didn't have your firsthand experience of the horrors of this war, and specifically the Holocaust, Bill Langfan. But it was very much a factor in the establishment of the modern state of Israel after World War II. And I just wonder, as you look back on that, to reflect, if you would, briefly, on the condition of the state of Israel, the parlous state of its security in the period prior to the 1967 Six-Day War.
What puzzled me during the negotiations prior to 67 was the fact that Israel was so split up between so-called left and right on whether to preemptively strike or to sit back and wait for attacks from Syria through the Golan and Egypt through the Sinai. I was stunned that there could be such a division amongst people who were actually living there. It was such an obvious thing to me that to preemptively hit was the answer to hundreds of thousands of troops surrounding Israel with the verbiage that they were there and they were going to destroy Israel.
Yeah, drive the Jews into the seas. Let me bring your son, Mark Langfan, into this conversation. We're going to have to take a break here momentarily, Mark, but just quickly, give us a sense of the lay of the land at that moment. How vulnerable was Israel to the kind of, well, annihilation that the enemies surrounding it had in mind for it on the eve of the Six-Day War?
Well, the key aspect is really the difference between a standing army and a reserve army, in that Israel at that time, as well as today, really relies on its reserve army to scale up so that there's a significant order of battle that it can respond to the threat. However, with the Arabs and the Muslims, they have huge, huge standing armies. So you had small Israel with a very small standing army facing huge threats all around with huge standing armies and threatening Israel with not just being pushed into the sea, but really another genocide, another Auschwitz.
Mark, hold the thought. We're going to come right back with more with Bill and Mark Langfan on the anniversary of the Six-Day War, the conditions that led to victory for Israel and that really transformed its security posture and to the great benefit of our country as well. All of that and more, straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.